At the end of your life, what will be your legacy? What will you leave behind for future generations? For the world, join the world messenger, Isabella Lundberg. Each week as she brings you a new distinguished guest from the business, sports, or entertainment world to share their success, their struggles, and their lessons. They will share their insights into current hot topics that affect everyone. Isabella facilitates an intimate, vulnerable environment to find the true value of humanity and real leadership. Are you ready for your legacy? The legacy that matters?
Longevity is on top of everybody's mind in addition to mental health. And in many ways, we're all seeking and finding avenues how to deal with current stress, issues that are constantly adding to existing problems that everybody is having, either in personal as well in professional life, in ever so changing and fast-paced environments. But how do we get on the bottom of it and create more effective avenues? It's going to really determine how we are positioning today. Hello, hello, my beautiful friends. It's Isabella Lombacure, the world messenger, and I'm inviting you for another epic episode of Legacy Leader Show. I am having an amazing opportunity to fly around the world to Dubai and actually speak to my guest today, who is not going to only share and shed some lights what's happening in the space of longevity and health, but also smart health in the smart city, Dubai itself, around all of these topics that I'm sure we wanted to know, from ranging from med tech to health in general, as well as obviously how can we de-stress and be as healthy as we can possibly be. And without further ado, let me introduce to Rais Tonse. Rais, welcome. How are you?
Thank you so much, Isabella, for having me on your show. It's an honor and privilege to be here. Really excited to share our thoughts and looking forward to, you know, absolutely, more ideas.
Yes, it's great to have this first conversation. And one thing I did not mention, obviously, everybody who will be seeing your profile, they can quickly see that you'll be a strategic advisor to Royal Family in United Arab Emirates, which is a huge honor and a great opportunity that I want everybody also to learn what that means. And but also, you are a doctor. You've been studying and focusing on oncology, which we know what statistic in oncological world look like due to cancer and all the diseases. You've been focusing so much also on the health and how to leverage and utilize technology in the same time. And then from there, you flip the script, the same side, a same coin, just a different side, focusing instead of people being diagnosed and dying and trying to save them, how can we actually live in a life where we're already progressively, proactively preventing from getting sick, getting cancers, getting into horrible situations, right?
Right. I mean, thank you for bringing this up, because I would love to, you know, dwell into this and kind of bring the story as to how I ended up in this space, because most of the people ask me this question. So yeah, by training, I'm a radiation oncologist. I've been practicing oncology for like 15, 20 years. And to be honest, I had the privilege to have excellent mentors. I was trained under Professor Rakesh Jalali, who is a world pioneer in the field of neuro-oncology and proton beam therapy. And another very key mentor in my life was Professor Minesh Mehta, who's the godfather of proton therapy and neuro-oncology and the authority in the field. And so what happened is, when I was, you know, when I had the privilege to be in the team with Professor Minesh, and so at that time, I thought, once I'm in that team, I'm going to conquer the world, you know, in the field of oncology, because we were thinking innovative concepts, very, very unique clinical trials, which are not yet, you know, come mainstream in the healthcare, which will slowly divulge in the next 5 to 10 years. But when I was there, I realized things are not as per my expectations, in the sense, like, I did feel I could offer more, in the sense, like, though oncology is such a dreadful disease and we have very good advanced technologies and treatment facilities right now as compared to what it was 10 years back. Even then, deep in my heart, I felt I can still offer more. And it so happened, because of the advanced technologies like proton, MR-Linac, immuno-oncology, combination of various therapies, I somehow got involved with the medtech, health tech space because we were invited to be board advisor, scientific board committees in various AI predictive modeling for cancer, prevention modeling for cancer. So that's how I slowly entered the medtech, health tech space, pharma space. And I was there for quite some time. So one of my roles I play is I'm like also the chief scientific officer for Green Medical Network Group based out of New Jersey. So they primarily play the role of, you know, being advisors and board advisors in various fields of healthcare, but primarily helping startups and very innovative startups to come to a nice conclusion as to how to improve the outcomes for patient-related concerns. And it so happened, I mean, life just took a decision and a turn for me, and I ended up with longevity. It kind of attracted me in the sense being, why not? So the whole world is focused on the treatment and the disease. So I did something like reverse engineering and thought, why not I focus more on the predictive preventive modeling, and not only as a treatment ecosystem, but entire social ecosystem, the entire spiritual, mental, physical, the entire, you know, go for the entire bunch of things which are evenly associated with each other. And that's how longevity, wellness kind of attracted me. I was fortunate enough to be the global ambassador for Global Wellness Institute, which is based out of Miami. And we have a lot of integrations, and hopefully we have a lot of exciting things coming up, which eventually we will let you know. But definitely that's how I entered the longevity space. And when I entered the longevity space, again, right now I see the world, as you rightly said, everyone's fast-paced. There's a lot of burnout. The mental stress is off the roof. Anxiety levels are off the roof. In all the aspects, even children, to be honest, like what the issues we see in children nowadays are completely different what we used to see. A lot of, because of exposure to the tech, they don't really interact much with the social world. They don't go out much to play. They're more in the tablets or the mobiles. So directly, indirectly, it is affecting their mental health as well. So the concept of longevity, which I was dealing with or I was coming up with, based on all these observations of people and how things are going around the world. And also now the whole world is going towards tech-driven, right? Like it's very advanced. Everyone wants to create new gadgets, new VR, AR, metaverse. Yeah, trust me, I'm heavily involved in all that. In fact, I'm the board advisors of very innovative companies. And if I talk like this, they will be angry with me. But nonetheless, what I identified is that no matter how much technology advancement we have, unless we don't look at the social, emotional, spiritual, mental, holistic well-being, that entire circle, in no matter how advanced technology is, you know, it will not correlate. So when I saw all my colleagues internationally, all of them focusing on various aspects, which is very good, some are into regenerative medicine, some are into drug discovery, some are into high-level tech, doing various amazing things and improving patient outcomes. I took a step back 2-3 times. I just hold on and I try to look at things with an eagle eye, you know, like going up and seeing where is the thing which is lacking, and that's where I would love to concentrate on. Mm-hmm. So then when I saw holistically, when I was looking around the globe, looking at various seminars, conferences, meetings, I felt there is a big lack of the entire city per se with the concept and principles of longevity and wellness being the core. For example, I'm very impressed with the advancement Saudi is doing with NEOM. It's so futuristic, very advanced. The thought process is amazing. So I came up with an idea. Obviously, we don't have the budget for NEOM. It's amazing that you have that kind of budget. But I thought, why not focus on something realistic? Because now the goal is towards smart city. But smart city not being just tech-driven. Yes, tech-driven is a part of it, but look at the whole, so the entire urban principle or the foundation of the architectural principle, I wanted it to be longevity and wellness. So when you have that as your core in the real estate domain, automatically things start to come in place. So that's how I came up with this idea, why not go for a city? And obviously, there's a whole tactical plan as to how to go about it. There's a big strategy around it. But nonetheless, that's how, in short, I got into this space. And I would love to dwell more on into it eventually.
That's fantastic. And first of all, it's fantastic to see evolution and also for you to not only to study, to be subject matter expert with particular care, providing to patients in terms of oncology advancement and finding the cure, right? But on the flip side, how can we even not to be in that situation and look at things from perspective and then fast forward in a current environment? What's missing? What's lacking? And I love that you spent time to look at holistically in all of this and coming with very important solutions. And right now, obviously, you joined recently to Royal Family Advisory Cabinet, specifically around smart health. And you have not only opportunity to see that, not only maybe one clinic, but now in one major, major city and tie all these pieces together. So with that amazing vision, do you mind sharing how do you see longevity and this opportunity to revisit how we live, how we act, how we behave, how we distress ourselves, how we lead better, how we team better, how we eat better, all of those things that we need to, in many ways, go back to the roots, right? And put ourselves first. How can we show up better as a healthier human beings?
Oh, excellent. This is a lovely question. So as you rightly said, being an oncologist, I was on the other side. And deep down, it was at times, or trust me, if you win against cancer, it's an amazing feeling. I think every oncologist will agree with me. But at times, we do lose. And when you lose a patient, it really breaks your heart inside, right? And every time, whenever I lost a patient, I was like, I need to do more. I need to, get much better at finding things, or at least curing things, or at least preventing things. So this drive has always been there, but nonetheless, this concept which we came up with, like as a city, more towards prevention, with the core being holistic care in all dimensions. That's when gave me the feeling like, yes, finally I have found the thing I was waiting for. Or some kind of thing. If suppose I succeed in fulfilling and really bringing the city to what the vision is, this is something what I could say I've left my legacy. And hopefully I'm not going to stop here. The thing is, this is going to be one city and I want this same replication all throughout the world. So that exactly would be my legacy. So when I leave this world, if that really happens, that's it. I'll be like, yes, I'm done for this. I tried my best and we can call it a day.
That's brilliant, because sadly, we can't find single households right now with 8 billion people that it's not being affected by cancer. And we cannot find single households that did not lose someone, if not maybe an immediate family, but through later relatives and friends that they love dearly and that they lost them too prematurely. In the same time, we cannot also ignore systematic issues, right? But having, as you said, this amazing legacy that can make a change and shift, starts with us individually, right? So do you mind sharing some of the top 5 or 6 steps or advice? What would you recommend for people to change? What do you practice based on what you've seen that would help for us to live better and as a result, protect our health, protect our longevity? Because people seek for all these things, you know, new cream, new lotion, new laser treatment. But ultimately, I know the secret is somewhere else.
Yes. Excellent question again. So, I mean, if you ask the question, longevity and wellness, each person will have a different answer in terms of what they're looking at. Like for someone, a beauty care is wellness. For someone going to a spa is wellness. For someone going to the beach is wellness. For someone going just to a spiritual yoga retreat center is wellness. For someone who eats healthy or goes for physical exercise kind of thing, that's wellness. For someone who is more into going around animals, you know, visiting the nature, that is wellness. So each person, if you ask, the definitions will change, which is nice because everyone has their own personality, everyone has their own character and their own way of dealing with things and anxiety and all this. So now, in short, I'll share with you some principles what we are using in the longevity per se, is that we are looking at the whole picture, but we're going with something very simple. It's more like lifestyle change medicine.
Yes.
Which are like the ancient ways of doing things. Some will be simple health tips, which we have unfortunately forgotten, which is good or bad, I don't know. But, you know, it's like a reminder. It's going to be simple things like sleep well, eat well, you know, exercise well. Simple things that way. One will be more focused towards slowing down. So at times we forget just to slow down. You know, it's like I was also the same, and I'm still the same at times. I work like 20 hours a day, nonstop, email, phone calls. But at times you need to slow down, just relax, go for a drive or meet some friends, enjoy, just take a step back. I mean, life will keep going on with or without you, right? So sometimes we have to just take it cool. So that is one aspect. Another aspect is definitely the spa, the tourism. So in short, okay, I think in the last episode, my CEO, His Excellency, Mr. Dunstan, did speak with you about the 5 mega projects which are coming. So in short, I will explain the same journey as to how we are going around it with longevity and wellness as the core. And eventually I will give a glimpse of few things because I don't want to give out too much right now because, you know, we want to strategically announce a lot of exciting things, a lot of cool things which are in the pipeline. And definitely we would love to have collaborators internationally, love to have investors who are really interested in the project. It's open for all. It's nothing like we are restricted. We are like very open for collaboration. The idea is good, it's thinking, and it's really going with the vision, it's aligning, we'll definitely love to collaborate. So now, under the umbrella of longevity, which is the main mega project city, there is the wildlife sanctuary, which is coming in, which will be the wildlife city kind of thing. It's like a mega wellness retreat with a lot of safaris, I don't want to disclose too much, but a lot of interaction with the wildlife experience. So in that sense, people who are living in these communities will actually, they do not go outside. You know, it's right there. It's if you want to go for a safari, if you want to do camping, if you want to do a resort based around animals and, you know, that kind of thing. So that is what we are working on. It was there, but we twisted a little because adding longevity and wellness to it, so that gives that edge, because the goal right now is to make UAE as the global hub for longevity and wellness. So when these two words come in, everyone should just think of UAE. That is the goal right now, because we want to go all out in all aspects, let it be R&D. So we are going to have a research and development center, tech-based innovation, all under, it's like a hub where everything will be longevity-based, you know. But the reason I'm not too much focused on this is one thing I know, software keeps changing and upgrading, and definitely we have amazing people who are doing excellent work, but nonetheless, we will have a separate hub just for this and to look at this aspect. That is one key factor. Another key factor is Rasu Thaima, if you don't know, is already a wellness retreat zone in the region. It is known for its beautiful spas, resorts, wellness. So it made my life easy. I don't really have to build something. It's already there. It's just like we have to network and bring together in the same ecosystem. So that is already there. Nonetheless, we are going to integrate a very advanced hospitality and healthcare, which will be rotating around the longevity zone. I mean, this is going to be one of the key highlights, but talks are going on right now on how to get collaboration done. So that will be one more key feature. I already mentioned about the animal experience. The next one will be, there will be a sports city coming. So there, under longevity city, there are going to be many cities and many communities. So all the community developers will rotate around the principles of sustainability. So indirectly or directly, we are integrating almost everything into the same ecosystem. Though the pillars are longevity and wellness, I still want to do more or how much ever I can on sustainability, zero carbon. You know, it's like a movement. So it's like we're anyway doing it and we're building something. Why not do it holistically, right?
Yes.
Secondly, a lot of focus will be on homegrown or local grown products to support the farmers, to support the local ecosystem, number one. Number two, whatever is lacking, we are going to collaborate with international organic farms, organic companies to, you know, kind of help us cultivate that system. But for the first preference will obviously go to the locals, because we have to support the local ecosystem first and then definitely reach out to what is lacking. So that is one thing we have in mind. The next thing, as I mentioned, the sports city, imagine like you have multiple avenues of sport, let it be golf, cricket, tennis. So, and we have tied up with international superstars to kind of give that edge. And people, more or less, who will be eventually living in these communities or in these cities will definitely get some kind of concession to welcome them in this ecosystem. It's not going to be a purely financial kind of thing, but definitely our aim is to get maximum involvement with the local public and the local people so that they're in the ecosystem. And when you have key superstars who are in the space, you know, it kind of already attracts international attention. So that is one thing. Again, I don't want to reveal too much, but in just the gist, you can feel where they're going with it. The next thing which we are in talks are, we would like one of the top 10 spiritual gurus to be part of it. We are not restricting to just one. If all want to come, they're all welcome. But I use this platform to actually send out an invite. My dream is to get everyone together, because everyone has their own style, right? Someone likes one kind of spiritual guru, someone likes another. Both words, meditation, spiritual health, mental health. So it kind of cultivates an entire hub. And you can choose, okay, maybe today I feel like listening to this guy, or maybe I feel like trying this guru. So that is the goal, but we are still, you know, in talks with a lot of people, and we have to still finalize as to who will be a key figure who will be leading the show. But nonetheless, it will be exciting, because it's, we're not looking for something small. It will be a holistic center which will have a lot of Ayurvedic medicine, lot of local spas, lot of a spa in a very different angle, which is very traditional. So that is one aspect we are looking at. The next one, now this is very key to my heart, because the pharma city, if you have known, is going to be a conglomerate of at least 15 to 20 pharma companies. And the main aim is to have local production to reduce the cost of medicines. Mm-hmm. To 60% of whatever is produced will be hopefully diverted to African nations, because there the healthcare ecosystem is still evolving. So we thought, why not use this production system and use that to help the African market as well. So this is, as being a doctor, this is very close to me, because I've seen, fortunately, unfortunately, the cost of medicines keep going high, which puts a strain on the entire ecosystem, right? And I know many people may not like me for this comment, but nonetheless, someone has to take the initiative, and we thought this would be a nice way. So this, again, right now, this is still in initial stages. We are talking to a lot of companies, but nonetheless, we are welcoming whoever would love to join us. We can easily collaborate and we can get the things done. So that is one thing. Another thing which comes to my mind is there is an entire city based on marine life. It's yeah. not like a marine theme park, but something, in short, I can say something to do with the aquatic space. So, you know, even water plays a major role in relaxing, keeping the mind and body calm. So I don't want to reveal too much, but yeah, it's something to do with the aquatic scene that mm-hmm. will be focused more towards longevity and wellness. Now, nonetheless, there is again a key feature which is going to be a key attraction in the resort, which is now looking for basically funding and an investor. So the whole concept is ready, and so it's going to be the Moon Project, which I think was initially planned to come in Dubai, and they tried to go to Ras Al Khaimah, but for some reason they kind of stalled. But I'm trying to reignite that discussion and hopefully get them over to Ras Al Khaimah and be one of the key features, because it will be more like a convention center, which will be a little cool design, and a lot of communities around it, which will be all having the concept of longevity and wellness in all terms. So now when I say longevity and wellness, it's all about simple things like more walking spaces, more electric scooters, or, you know, like even for Talabat or this thing, there are like a lot of delivery vehicles, right? It could be all AC generated, which will have bigger compartments. So again, I revealed a few things, but nonetheless, the whole concept will be to promote healthy living, good old age, I wouldn't say homes, but community spaces to help them interact with one another. Because unfortunately or fortunately, in today's world, people are living together, but they really don't know each other. Very few people, trust me, even my own neighbors, I just tell hi to them. And yes. So I felt there is a need to have more community engagement, more interaction, a lot of initiatives. So this is one reason what we are looking at to improve and go by the roots. So now, again, now coming back to your question, how do we change things? It's by going simple first. So that's why we also started simple, like use the roots and the foundation strong, especially now. One way we are fortunate is we're still building the city. It's not built yet, right? So now is the best time to kind of disrupt the way things are, use principles revolving around human impact, longevity and wellness, that kind of circle. So then things will be simpler. So then, you know, you can introduce a lot of concepts, build on it, and then take it to the next level.
Wow, seems like a lot of great things in works. We're excited to hear what's coming when you are ready and able to share more. But from concept and all of these different pieces, seems like it's a well-thought-through plan that can not only show what's possible, but the beautiful thing is also what can show in terms of results and be duplicated in other parts of the world. because ultimately, what you are doing right now in Dubai and also in United Arab Emirates, it's going to really set the stage what's possible in other parts of the world too. I loved what you mentioned in terms of opportunity also to create opportunity and access to medication, to proper care, specifically as we see in a lot of third world countries that are still struggling, people dying from very basic types of occurrences that could be prevented if they have access to that, right? And then also what we can do in terms of pushing things forward, making things better as we consume life. And one thing I have to really say, you really brought something that certain environments are struggling more than the other. Like for example, in the United States, very individualistic type of culture. When you mentioned people don't know your neighbor, our people don't know even anymore their own relatives because they don't spend much time, they don't visit, they don't interact. All those things are creating very exponentially, unfortunately, side effects, right? Things, how it's affecting our well-being, how it's affecting our day-to-day, how it's affecting also our performance when we show up to work. Are we capable of executing very important task, specifically when we have such a strong responsibility to deal with, right? So I know that's a lot of things you cannot share, but one, just from your personal perspective, I would love to hear is obviously not only you're passionate about it and you your mindset, your skill set, your drive, your interests are in and heart is in the right place. But for everybody watching and listening that also trying to do something, what would you suggest how to really tone into these innovative, transformative types of approaches and double into something so new and different and maybe never done before?
No, this is one of the very important questions because trust me, I'm also still struggling in the sense because we're so tech-driven right now. We cannot do anything without the phone, you know? Everything, you need the phone for either WhatsApp, emails, or the laptop. So we actually forgotten to connect to nature or just basic human-to-human interaction. And nonetheless, if you see the younger generation, I'm not saying I'm year old, but nonetheless, you know, when we see the younger generation, they're more and more going towards tech and they're forgetting the human interaction per se. And one example is clearly with the metaverse, with, you know, the AR, VR thing, people don't even leave the rooms at times, right? Which is a double-edged sword in my opinion, in the sense that is the direction the whole world is going. If you don't do it, you will be left behind. But my advice or my take on this as seeing people in the whole spectrum would be to have the right balance, because if I say don't do it, I would be telling wrong, because I myself, as I rightly told, I'm leading a lot of initiatives which are in that space already. But nonetheless, at least in the morning when you wake up, for 1 hour, don't touch your phone. That is the thing which I'm practicing on a personal level. Slow down, go for a walk, do your exercise, basic thing at home. No need to go outside if you don't have the time or the space. But even just 10 to 15 minutes, start your day like that. And towards the end of the day, before sleeping, at least half an hour, throw your phone away, just read a book, speak to someone, just interact with someone. If you have parents, speak to your parents. If you have friends, speak to your friends. If you have family, interact with your family. Because even now, when you see on restaurants, people are more on their phones rather than, you know, speaking to each other. And at times, even I'm guilty of doing the same. So I myself am trying to improve, but I hope we all improve together. That's the vision right now. And one key factor, which you rightly told, mental health is very, again, very close to my heart, because I've seen a lot of patients, even though we give innovative treatment, it's a lot of stress and anxiety, especially for an oncology diagnosis. And the treatment is sometimes long. It is very tiresome, both for the patients, both and even so more to the family per se, because it's a lot of stress and burnout they deal with. So the reason why I'm telling you this is I, in spite of doing the treatment, I was a big patient advocate. We used to speak hours on how to tackle these issues, how to, you know, reduce the burnout. And this is just an oncology perspective, but nonetheless, now with the whole world just, you know, want to excel and the race of doing well and trying to be successful, at times I feel we are forgetting the basics, like eating properly, eating healthy, sleeping well, exercise. So all these, I don't really need to tell anyone. It's the same thing. But nonetheless, nobody is following this. So
yes,
we are going to have a lot of initiatives within the city. And my dream is to get Global Wellness Institute or many other wellness institutes around the world. It's not restricted to just one. Get everyone together in one hub and, you know, be like the leaders as to how to make a change so that we have data, we have publications. It's not just word of mouth. We have real evidence as to how to kind of improve the system. And as I said, we are welcoming everyone at the moment because we are not really tied up or networked with just few institutions. In my opinion, the more we get, the more better, because we'll have more key opinion leaders working together and telling few areas where we may be lacking as to how to go about it, right? So, and as you rightly said, the aim is to start something and hopefully someone else will replicate either the same model and the same basic skeleton or maybe a part of it, whatever works with your ecosystem or whatever works in your domain. As you rightly mentioned, some people may not have the capacity to build the entire city, but they can start with something like a clinic. Some people may have, you know, something like they can try more towards social awareness or mental health awareness. So whatever areas you are, already the awareness is there. I mean, a lot of focus is now towards longevity and wellness. As you can see, that is the new buzzword. But you, we have to be careful as to not to be, so it should not be like a selling point, like, you know, more commercial aspect, which is fine. I mean, that's how the world we live in is. But the real thrill you get is when you actually have an impact and a social impact. This is because I probably I'm a doctor and an oncologist. For me, that's what drives me, right? It's like more than the financial gains, it's the social impact that really gives you the drive and the happiness or the satisfaction that, okay, today was one day which was worth it, you know? And if you start with that and slowly build on to it, that's how you actually leave a legacy. And maybe everyone will come to you to interview them in the future. So that's the dream, basically, to kind of start something. The aim is there, the vision is there, and the whole idea is eventually to go global. If you've seen Dan Buettner's Netflix series, that was one more small turning point that gave me more excitement and energy to go in this direction. So in Dan Buettner's Netflix series, he mentions there are now five blue zones around the world. Hopefully the next blue zone will be UAE. That is one goal. But again, we don't want to stop there. You know, we want to have a blue zone or any other zone, whatever you call it, longevity zone or whatever name you give to a city or whatever. Our dream is to have each and every place have minimum one focus on this aspect so we have a global impact. And I think that's when we can really feel good about ourselves, hopefully.
That's fantastic. Again, great to see the big overarching vision, but also opportunity where everybody can find the ways and avenues to participate. But with all of this in mind, please, in closing, do you mind just sharing, obviously you established so much already, you've been leading and focusing on bigger, greater stuff, but ultimately, what would you like your legacy to be? What would you like to, I know you mentioned earlier, but now that you're pushing things in so many different direction, change around smart health, what personal legacy is there that you wanted to fulfill?
So one, there are various aspects to it, but the first one I would say is to really have an impact, let it be on just one individual or 10 or 20, but realistic impact. So start small, but then go on step by step and step by step. That's how you build a city, right? So first I will start with one real impact. Hopefully next day it should be 20, next day, then you amplify it to such a level that, you know, you had a global change in the way things are done. That would be my legacy, in short.
Thank you for listening to Legacy Leader Show. If you enjoyed the content and had a positive experience, then please leave us a positive rating. In addition, leave us a positive review whenever you are listening on whatever platform there might be. Make sure your friends and family also know about the benefit and value that we provide and what we have to offer. Cheers.